Now, my friend, these are two lessons that the body of Christ desperately needs to learn. That you and I cannot live the Christian life in our own strength. For every single one of us will have to admit, if we are honest, living it in our own strength only brings us to humiliating failure. Trying to serve the Lord in our own strength, depending upon anything other than the Holy Spirit, brings us to fruitlessness, waste, and simply uselessness. Two lessons God wants us to learn. And so he broke the Apostle Paul until he came to the place and crying in desperation, "Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death?" Brought him to utter desperation, utter weakness, utter brokenness to say, "Now I have discovered. It is in my weakness that the power of God is released with greatest power." And so that's where he wants all of us. Depending upon absolutely nothing and no one, both for our life and also for our service. Now, as I said before, the process of brokenness is painful. And you'll see that in the life of the Apostle Paul. Very painful at times. Depending upon what God is breaking us of, what he's wrenching us from, what he's releasing and liberating us from, how long it has been a part of our thinking, our actions, our attitudes, and our conduct, God sets out to deliver us. Remember, his ultimate objective, if I can wrap it up in two simple phrases, are these. First of all, he shatters this old self-made life of ours in order that you and I may walk in, listen, that you and I may walk in intimate oneness with him. Secondly, that we may serve him effectively. Therefore, the whole Christian life is going to be involved in the breaking process. Now, God gives us some wonderful assurance when we go through valleys of pain and suffering, when God is stripping us of anything and everything upon which we would depend so that pride and arrogance may be removed from our life. So, if you'll jot these down, because the first thing I want you to notice here is this, and that is that God only breaks us in love. God never breaks us in anger. God never breaks us in wrath. God's breaking process, that is, when he chooses an area of our life and he targets it to break. When he arranges the circumstances, when he chooses the tools, and as he controls the pressure, it's never out of anger. It is always out of love. Somebody may look at the life of the Apostle Paul and say, well, the reason God broke him was look at all the sin he committed and all the people, all of God's people that he had harmed and punished. No. The day Jesus Christ met the Apostle Paul on the Damascus Road, he saved him. And at that moment, and from that moment all the way back to the beginning, God forgave his sin once and for all, and he never suffered as a result of that sin. God breaks us out of love. That is, he sends into our life thorns. He sends into our life those experiences that break down our resistance and our rebellion and our self-will in order to bring every area of our body, soul, and spirit in submission to him so that our walk will be holy and our work will be effective. Now, let me distinguish between three words that are very significant. I want you to be sure to understand this. Brokenness is God's discipline in the life of the believer in which he is dealing usually with attitudes in our life that he must change, but what he has primarily in mind is future service. It will deal with us presently, but what he has in mind is future use of us. So brokenness is God's discipline in our life in which to bring about a change so that future usefulness is God's priority. In chastisement, God again disciplines the believer, but what he has primarily in mind at that point is the immediate change in order to correct something wrong in that person's life to walk holy before God now. Though, of course, always the future is in mind, but primarily now. God chastens us now in order we might walk holy before him. He breaks us. What he has in mind primarily is future usefulness. Now, the word punishment